In 1551, the French astrologer Nostradamus supposedly sketched a magic square. Some say it could reveal a hidden number. I found a modern version promising riches to anyone whose magic number equals 111. I stumbled across a curious advertisement from a Russian esoteric magazine. It features a woman named Gloria, who claims to be a clairvoyant and numerologist with over 30 years of experience. She describes an ancient document, a magic square created by Nostradamus in 1551, secretly passed down to her ancestor. According to the ad, once every 11 months, one person whose magic number equals 111 can supposedly receive a large sum of money without effort. The ad urges readers to calculate their number using a grid and, if it matches 111, to send a coupon for free help. The historical roots of the magic square. Magic squares have fascinated people for centuries. In folklore, they are often associated with protection, divination, and attracting good fortune. Nostradamus himself was a physician and astrologer who published collections of prophecies. The idea that he created a magic square for predicting wealth fits a long tradition of using numerical patterns for mystical purposes. Similar squares appear in medieval grimoires and Renaissance texts, where they were believed to harness planetary influences. I find it interesting how this particular square is presented as a secret passed through generations. It reminds me of the legend of the Solomon's Seal or the Seal of Saturn found in old occult manuals. The claim that the number 111 holds special power is also common in numerology, where repeating digits are seen as angel numbers or signs of alignment. How the calculation works. The ad includes a grid of numbers from 1 to 36 arranged in a specific pattern. Readers are instructed to find the day of their birth in the square, then add the numbers in the horizontal and vertical rows intersecting at that cell. If both sums equal 111, the person is supposedly the chosen one. I tried it with my own birthday, the 15th. In the grid, 15 appears in the third row, second column. The horizontal row sums to 111? I added, 14 plus 15 plus 16 plus 17 plus 18 plus 20 plus 22 plus 21 is equal to 143. Not 111. The vertical column, 3 plus 34 plus 35 plus 1 plus 11 plus 27 plus 28 plus 8 plus 30 is equal to 177. So no luck for me. But I wonder, is it even possible to get 111 both ways? The grid seems designed so that only certain birth dates produce that result. The ad claims that only one person every 11 months qualifies. That rarity is part of the allure. It reminds me of lottery scratch cards where the odds are intentionally low to create excitement. The modern appeal of a medieval promise. Why do such offers still appear in magazines and online? I think it taps into a deep human desire for a simple solution to financial stress. The promise of free help and a talisman of money luck is emotionally compelling. The ad even includes a coupon to fill out, asking for personal details. While I don't know if Gloria is real, the pattern is familiar, a mystical claim, a simple test, and a call to action. Historically, similar money spells or prosperity rituals have been marketed through mail-order catalogs. In the 19th century, magic lanterns and psychic readings were sold by post. Today, it's online quizzes and email lists. The core idea remains that a hidden numerical code can unlock abundance. It's a cultural phenomenon, not a verified fact. I'm not sure whether any of this works. But I do know that the magic square of Nostradamus, real or not, has become a piece of esoteric folklore. It's a story about numbers, luck, and the hope that somewhere, a secret formula exists just for you.